It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now, here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lacapoil Valley High School. This is Paul Ramo for Q92 Sports, along with Mitchell Silty. This is the Subway pregame show. We got boys basketball tonight, Mitchell.
Yep, it looks like I think we got a good one on our hands between Lacapoil Valley and McRae.
Both teams are on the floor here warming up, and it's a Camden Conference Boys North matchup.
Yep, McRae, I believe, is second behind Dawson Boyd, and I think Lacapoil is towards the bottom looking to move up here tonight.
Yep, of course, section play just around the corner here for boys basketball. And a big important game here because McRae and Lacapoil Valley, they played each other earlier back on January 9th, didn't they?
Yep, that was a 7-point, 68-61 win for McRae in Clara City earlier.
Yep, so that was a good game.
Yep, hopefully we get another good one between these two teams here tonight.
All right. Well, glad everyone's tuned in to Q92 tonight for boys basketball action. Mitchell Silty, if you're just tuning in, Mitchell's an intern at Lacapoil Valley, or at Lacapoil. A graduate of Lacapoil Valley. He's an intern at KLQP Radio.
There we go, yep.
I scared you there for a minute, didn't I?
A little bit.
All right, Mitchell, what can you tell us about these two teams?
All right, McRae comes in with a 17-7 overall record. They have a 12-3 conference record and an 8-4 section record. And they're 10-2 on the road this season. Their only losses come into Dawson Boyd and ACGC. So this is a very tough road team here in McRae. They're coming off a 79-60 win against Ortonville. They average 73 points per game on offense, which is good enough for second in the Camden Conference. They give up 59 points per game on defense, which is good enough for number five in the Camden Conference. And they have a points per game differential of 14, which is third in the Camden Conference. This is their second of a three-game road stretch. They defeated Ortonville, and they have Lacapoil here tonight, and then they have Montevideo next. And that is their last game of the season, I believe, versus Montevideo.
Okay.
And then they are 3-9 in the last five seasons against Lacapoil Valley. As we said earlier, 1-0 this year, so looking to pick up another win here tonight. And we got Lacapoil Valley coming in with an 8-15 overall record. They are 5-10 in conference play, and they're 3-8 in the second. They have a 3-7 home record, so looking to improve upon that here tonight. And they're coming off a 75-52 point loss against Dawson Boyd. And that's their third straight loss, so they're looking to snap a losing streak here tonight at home. They average 62 points per game on offense and give up 64 points per game on defense. And they're 1-6 in their last seven games, so it's been a little bit of a rough stretch here for Lacapoil.
Yep. All right. All right, thanks, Mitchell, for that info there. Go through your starting lineups tonight. Your starting lineups brought to you by Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Camby and Madison. Your starters tonight for the McRae Wolverines, number one, a 6'1" senior, Matthew Wadsworth. Number 11, 6' senior guard, Isaac Post. Number 15, Sawyer Jansen. He's 6'6" in a senior. Number 22, Grayson Ehrenholtz. Ehrenholtz is 6'1" junior. And number 4, William Miller, a 5'11" senior. The McRae Wolverines are coached by Lucas Post, assisted by Trent Carlson and Aaron Arndt. For the Lacapoil Valley Eagles tonight, the usual starting five. Number 3, Davis Patzer. Patzer's a 6' junior. Number 4, senior, T.J. Mitchell. Mitchell stands 6'5". Number 10, Peyton Rademacher. Rademacher's a 6'1" senior. Number 11, a 6'4" senior, Eli Hegland. And number 34, 6'4" senior, Caden Molden. The Eagles are coached by Robin Rademacher, assisted by Joel Voorhees and John Redepenny. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Tony Arata, your State Farm Insurance agent. Mitchell, we got other games happening tonight in the Camden Conference.
Yep, and so for girls basketball, we have Laverne hosting Cambie. Laverne is 9-14, and Cambie is 8-15. Then we have KMS is hosting Belgrade Bruton Alrosa. KMS comes in with a 19-7 record, and BBE comes in with a 15-10 overall record. And then for boys basketball, Cambie is hosting Lakeview. Cambie is 13-10, and Lakeview is 4-19. Good one in Dawson, as Dawson Boyd is hosting Central Minnesota Christian. Dawson Boyd 23-2 on the year, and then Central Minnesota Christian coming in at 15-8 on the year. Ortonville is hosting KMS. Ortonville comes in with a 3-19 record, and KMS has a 13-10 record. We have our game tonight between Lacaparo Valley and McRae. And then Mineota is hosting RCW. Mineota is 19-6. RCW is 5-17. And then TMB is hosting YME. TMB comes in with a 15-9 record, and YME comes in with a 3-19 record.
Okay, those are games tonight in the Camden Conference. And speaking of, you mentioned Mineota, Mitchell, next Monday, we have a dandy of a basketball game for you. It's the Camden Conference Boys Championship, and it'll be held at Dawson Boyd this year.
Yep, it'll be between Dawson Boyd and Mineota, and we called their game earlier in Dawson this year, and that was, I think it was a 64-55 point win for Dawson Boyd, and that was a toughly contested basketball game by both teams. So we're looking for a really good game there on Monday night.
It's a busy time of the year for Q92 Sports. Thursday we start section play, section girls basketball. Mitchell and I will be in Granite Falls as the Lacaparo Valley Eagles will take on Yellow Medicine East in the first round of the pigtail game of Section 3A basketball. That should be a fun one.
Yep, both teams looking to get a win here late in the season, and the winner of that game will go on to play Mineota on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that as the game goes along here. And, of course, we got Team United Wrestling. Congratulations to the state wrestling tournament as a team. But individual wrestling is this Saturday in Wyndham. And Dick Newman and Danny Lee will be down there calling the wrestling individual tournament there. This should get a lot of Team United wrestlers. It'd be nice to get the whole team individually into the state tournament.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun to see. Great job by Team United coming back against Marshall on last Saturday,
yep.
Was it?
Yeah.
They came back and ended up winning 28-27 on points.
All right, that wraps up our Subway pregame show here tonight at Lacaparo Valley. We're moments away from the opening tip-off between the McRae Wolverines and the Lacaparo Valley Eagles in boys basketball. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City. Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Cambie, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439. That's Haas Seeds. Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
All right, welcome back to Lacapaul Valley. Paul Ramel here and Mitchell Stilfe. They just got done singing the national anthem. And four Lacapaul Valley students, guys, four guys, sang a beautiful national anthem, didn't they, Mitchell?
Yep, that was a very nice job by them. That was one of the best I've heard. So.
And those Lacapaul four boys that just sang the national anthem, they've been chosen to sing the national anthem at the state wrestling tournament at the XL Energy Center on Thursday before the team. So that's going to be awesome.
Yep, that's going to be a lot of fun for them.
All right. McCray and Lacapaul Valley boys basketball here tonight. Once again, your starters, Patzer, Mitchell, Rademacher, Hagelin, and Molden for Lacapaul Valley. And for McCray, Wadsworth, Miller, Coase, Jansen, and Aaron Holtz. And they just shut out the gym lights, and the spotlights are on here at Lacapaul Valley as Bart Hill, the public address announcer, is introducing the Little Dragons, Mitchell.
Yep, there's a lot of fun. It's a great atmosphere here at Lacapaul whenever they shut the lights off.
And Bart does a great job on the PA system, which brings a lot of excitement. You know, it's like watching the NBA starting lineups with the spotlights in the ceiling and on the floor.
Yep.
It's got to be a thrill for those little Eagle guys out there.
Yep, gives them a great preview of what happens if they stick with it and get to play at the varsity level.
Well, Mitchell, you did your homework on both teams. What do the Eagles need to do tonight to come up with a win?
Well, we've done a couple of their games in the past, and what we've seen is they have a tendency to go on a scoring drought. They have to avoid that here tonight. They're not going to be able to have another one of them droughts like we've seen them have and then be able to beat this McCray team. McCray is too good of a basketball team. So they're going to have to avoid droughts. They're going to have to attack the paint, and they're going to have to make their open shots when they get them. Now, for McCray, they're going to have to get out in transition and run the floor. They're going to have to rebound well. They're going to have to turn the ball over, control the turnovers in this game. It's going to be a great atmosphere here in Lacapaul Valley, and they're going to have to keep the crowd volume down as best they can here tonight in order to win this basketball game.
All right, thanks a lot, Mitchell. Well, you probably noticed I got a bit of a head cold, so you'll have to bear with me here. And tonight, hopefully I can make it through the game.
Yeah, don't worry.
I don't like having colds.
Yep, they're not fun. I'll back you up if you need me to.
All right, you're my backup tonight.
Yep.
And, you know, you want to pick up a Western Guard, the newspaper in Madison this week, because Mitchell's featured inside page one. They didn't put you on the front page, Mitchell.
That's all right. I don't need that kind of attention.
It's a great article on Mitchell and his internship at KOQP, and thank Ryan and Adam at the Western Guard for doing that.
Yep, it was a lot of fun sitting down with Ryan and talking with him about my internship opportunity here, and it was a lot of fun.
Yep, and that's in this week's Western Guard.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Eagles come out on the floor. McCray on the floor. Eagles in their all red home jerseys. McCray in their white and blue. Here's the opening tip-off, and it goes to Hagelin. The program is wrong. Isaac Post is not number 11. He's wearing number 2 for McCray. Eagle, oh, nice pass from Bolden to Hagelin, and Hagelin gets the Eagles on the scoreboard right away.
That was a great job by Lockball and getting the wide open shot in the paint there.
Here's Matthew Wadsworth. This is a good McCray team. Wadsworth kicks it out. Jump shot there by Jansen, no good. Rebounded underneath and put up and in by Aaron Holtz.
It was a great job by Aaron Holtz sticking with that missed shot and getting the offensive rebound and scoring for his team.
Looks like man-to-man defense here by the Wolverines, huh?
Yep, man-to-man to start. It looks, I think, by both teams starting out in man-to-man defense.
Here's Caden Molden. Kicks it down to TJ. TJ goes to the basket and scores.
That was a great job by TJ attacking the paint and using his size to get the post bucket.
Eagles 4, McCray 2. Listen to the La Capelle students here. It's a whiteout tonight. Everyone's wearing white. And Wadsworth down low, no good. Picked up by, rebounded there by Mitchell. Eagles have a 2-point lead, 4-2. Early on, here's Caden Molden from way out, 3-point land, missed everything. And William Miller picks up the loose ball. Miller goes up the middle, dishes it off down low to Aaron Holtz. Now to Wadsworth. Here's a three-pointer by William Miller, and that missed everything. That was worse than Molden.
Yeah, that was a tough shot there by
Miller.
Was it Miller? Yep.
Lockapel students are a little rowdy tonight.
Yep.
Making some noise.
They usually have a good student section. They had a good student section even back when I was going to high school there. So it's always one thing that was nice to see.
Hagelin, got a nice crowd here tonight. Here's Patzer for a three from the NBA range. No good. Rebounded. What a rebound by TJ. His shot is blocked. Gets his own rebound. TJ Mitchell scores.
That was a great job by TJ sticking with that play. Got two offensive rebounds for the Eagles there and was able to score.
6-2, La Capelle Valley. Post gets that ball knocked out of his hands by Mitchell.
That was good hands by TJ Mitchell there.
6-2, just underway here at La Capelle Valley tonight. Camden Conference boys basketball. Post gets the ball, inbounds it underneath the Wolverine basket. Here's a three-pointer from the corner by Matthew Wadsworth, and he drills it.
That was a great shot by Matthew Wadsworth there hitting the three.
1-point lead for La Capelle Valley.
Oh,
and Caden Molden wanted to pass to TJ.
Yep, TJ went to go set a screen, and Caden thought he was going to be make himself available for the pass, and it went out of bounds, and now it's McCray basketball.
It went sailing way out of bounds. Well, the Wolverines can take the lead here with a basket, down 6-5. Eagles in a man-to-man defense. Post from way out, hits the front of the rim, no good. Hagelin with the rebound. Dishes it up to Patzer. Patzer tried to bounce it to a breaking TJ Mitchell to the basket, and Post kicks it out of bounds.
That was a great awareness by Post to kick the ball out of bounds and prevent the opportunity that the Eagles had there.
TJ gets the basketball underneath the Eagle basket. The Eagles lead by a point, 6-5. Excuse me, that was Patzer inbounding to TJ. Now to Molden. Caden Molden quarter, kicks it in the corner. Hagelin for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Jansen. Here's the Wolverines. Can take the lead once again with a shot. No good. That was by Jansen. Rebounded by Molden. Gives it to Rademacher. Peyton dishes it to TJ, and he loses. He got the ball knocked out of his hand.
Yeah, that was a great job by Caden Molden going straight up there on the defensive side of the ball. He didn't pick up a foul and got the Lacapal out in transition.
6-5 Lacapal Valley. Davis Batzer with the ball, throws it inside to TJ. TJ, double move, goes up and scores.
That was a great pump fake by TJ Mitchell to get his defender in the air, and he was able to go up and get the easy bucket. Nice job by TJ trying to establish himself here early in the first half. That's 6 points for him already.
8-5 Lacapal Valley. Crowd's getting into it. McCray down low, blocked by Molden from behind. Arnold was going straight up, and Molden blocked him big time.
Yeah, but it looked like that was wide open for McCray, and then Caden with a nice recovery to come back. And
Molden goes to inbound the ball right in front of the Lacapal student section, and everybody's patting him on the back.
Yep.
8-5, three-point lead, Lacapal Valley. They have possession. Hagelin kicks it out to Rademacher. Under 14 minutes to go. We played 3 minutes of the first half. Oh, look at Patzer go to the basket and scores. Nice move by Patzer.
That was a real nice move by Patzer. Being aggressive and taking his guy one-on-one, he was able to get the bucket in the paint.
It's a five-point lead for the Eagles. Post in the paint, kicks it back out to Miller. And here's Wadsworth from way out. Again, he hits a three.
That was another nice shot by Wadsworth. He's hit two of those deep triples here in the first half, and it's made it a two-point game. Lacapal up 10-8.
Wadsworth has 6 of the 8 points for McCray to start the game. 10-8, Lacapal Valley with their 2-point lead and the basketball. Peyton Rademacher kicks it over to Patzer. Patzer dribbles to the top of the key, now backs off. Now he's going to kick it out to Molden. Here's Hagelin at the top of the key. Peyton goes, shot clock down to 6, and a shot put up by Mitchell. T.J. Mitchell with another basket. He's got 8 points.
That was great ball movement by Lacapal Valley, and they were able to get T.J. open for the nice mid-range jump shot.
12-8 Eagles. Post with the ball right in front of the Eagle bench. Oh, nice pass by Post down to number 22, Aaron Holtz. He scores.
That was a real nice pass by Post there to get the ball down to Aaron Holtz, who was able to convert on the easy bucket in the paint.
12-10, 12-10, Lacapal Valley. Oh, I think TJ traveled, and he did.
TJ got caught in no man's land. He either had to go up or pass it out, and he ended up taking another step.
Well, the Eagles haven't turned the ball over so very much in here so far until that time.
Nope, they played a very good first half here so this far.
12-10. Eagles have a two-point lead, but McCray has the basketball. Post for 3 in the lead. No. Molden grabs the board. Caden's off and running with Hagelin. Backs up to Caden. Caden kicks it in the corner to Matthew Arndt, who's in the game. Jump shot by Arndt. He scores.
A nice job by Matthew getting the ball on the left wing. He drove towards the left elbow and is able to hit the nice mid-range jump shot.
14-10. Arndt into the game. I missed him. Substitute coming in there.
Yeah, I didn't catch that either.
McCray and TJ almost stole the ball. Here's Aaron Holtz on the right wing. 14-10 Lacapal. Wadsworth drives to the basket, partially blocked by Molden. Eagles get the ball. Here's Caden across midcourt for Lacapal Valley. From the free throw line, jump shot is short. Gets his own rebound, then he loses the ball to Jansen. Jansen down low, and Post has it. Here's a three-pointer by Wadsworth. No, it won't go. Wadsworth would have had his third three-pointer there. And Patzer just takes the ball away from Jansen.
That was great defense there by Patzer to steal the ball.
Davis from the free throw line. It's a jump shot for Patzer.
That was another nice mid-range jump shot. Patzer dribbled from the top to the left elbow and was able to hit another mid. I think that's the third mid-range for Lacapal tonight.
Eagles are shooting well percentage-wise here in the first half.
Mm-hmm. Let's see if they can keep that up for the rest of the game.
Post has yet to score in the game. He's usually their leading scorer. Goes in the paint. He's got in trouble. Now over a shot clock running down here.
Lacapal playing nice defense.
Post drives to the basket. Off the glass, no good. Hagelin leads Molden. Here's Tatum going in, and it's blocked by Jansen.
That was great defense there by Jansen to hustle back and stop the fast break.
And then William Miller was going to the other end for McCray with a layup, and Arndt fouls him. 16-10. Lacapao Valley leading by six here. 10-10 on the clock. And to the free throw line for McCray is William Miller. Free throw's no good. Hit the front of the rim.
Very close to being an air ball almost for that free throw attempt. Just grazed the front of the rim.
Into the game for Lacapao Valley is Baxter Cullough. Cullough's a 6'5" junior. And also in his all-press. Free throw is good by number four, Miller, his first point, and it's 16-11.
Xavier Noble checking in for William Miller now.
Lacapao Valley will bring the ball up the floor. This is all-press, number five for the Eagles. To Patzer, Molden, Caden, to Cullough at the top of the key. Molden on the baseline now. Try to get it in the good defense by the Wolverines. Oh. And now the ball stolen there by Swenson.
And nice. Oh.
Oh, look at him going to the basket. Swenson, he missed the layup. Cullough with the rebound. Here's Patzer. 16-11, the score. The Eagles lead. And Molden whistled for a travel by referee.
Yep. Shuffled the feet a little too quick before he could get the dribble down.
Referee Hennin tonight.
Yep.
The chiropractor, Wayne Hennin, does a good job. Excellent job. Here's McCray crossing midcourt. They're down by 5 points to the Eagles. Under 10 minutes first half. Here's Swenson, goes down low to number 15, and Sawyer Jansen with an easy basket. That's his first point.
That was a nice pass there to get it to Sawyer, and a nice job converting on the easy point in the points in the paint.
3-point lead for Lacapao Valley. TJ in his back towards the basket, kicks it out to Patzer. Davis drives to the basket, lays it up, it's stripped. He loses the ball. Swenson kicks it all the way to Wadsworth. Wadsworth left alone for a three. Boom! Wadsworth for his third three-pointer.
And so now we got a tie ball game, 16-all. And that was great ball movement by McCray. Another great pass by Wyatt Swenson, finding Wadsworth there. And Wadsworth has had his third triple of the first half so far.
Yep. Here's TJ down low off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Sawyer Jansen. Now the Wolverines can take the lead with a basket. They go down the post, who has yet to score in the game. They go in the paint. One-handed shot up. No good. That was by Jansen. It's rebound by Passer. Here's all press. Drops it down low to TJ. Knocked away. Boy, I tell you what. Sawyer Jansen for McCray, 6'6". And TJ Mitchell, 6'5". They're battling hard out
there. Yep, they're playing a really tough game on both sides by both players. TJ has 8 points right now. And he's gotten the best of Sawyer a little bit earlier in the first half, but now Sawyer's starting to catch up with him.
Tied up 16-16. Eagles inbound it. They almost lost it. Now to Allpress. Allpress to Arndt. Matthew drives to the basket. Cut off. Allpress. Arndt. Arndt for three. Good!
That was a nice job of ball movement there by Lacapao Valley and able to get the open three.
McCray almost traveled, no whistle. Now they go down low to number 22. He missed the shot, gets his own rebound, and he puts it back up and in. That's Aaron Holtz. He's got 6 points.
That was a nice job of McCray sticking with that missed shot and able to get the offensive rebound and the bucket.
Oh. Ooh, what do we got? What happened there?
There was a push-off by Allpress on offense and going the other way. McCray basketball.
So a turnover there, Valley.
Lacapao Valley up 19-18 right now with 7.5 to go in the first half.
Wolverines will bring the ball up the floor. Down by a point in front of a nice crowd here at Lacapao Valley today. We haven't had a timeout yet. McCray out to number 23. Almost knocked away there by an eagle, and now the Wolverines throw the ball away out of bounds.
Yep, William Miller looked before he had caught the ball fully, and it went right through his hands and out of bounds.
Eagles hold on to their 19-18 lead. Molden and Eglin back in for La Caprile Valley. Looks like Sawyer Jansen comes back in for the McRae Wolverines. Coach Isaac Post making some substitutes. Eglin, 19-18, La Caprile Valley. Here's Tullup in the paint. Baxter goes to the basket, lays it up, no good. Rebounded there by Aaron Holtz. Here come the Noble for McCrae. Noble goes to the basket, kisses it up off the glass. Excuse me, that's Swenson. Swenson scores, Wyatt Swenson, and he's fouled.
That was a great job by Wyatt attacking the paint and keeping his eyes on the rim and to finish through the contact.
Cullip is going to come out. Looks like Patzer's back in. To the free throw line for McRae is Wyatt Swenson. Trying to make it a three-point play, and he does.
And McRae leads now 21-19 with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to go in the first half.
That was Swenson making the difference there on a three-point play. And that's how the Eagles respond here. Matthew Arndt with a jump shot, nothing but net. Boy, he's a good shooter.
Yeah, that was a great job by Arndt coming off the screen. Got to the right elbow and was able to hit another mid-range jump shot.
Here's a three-pointer by Noble. And Noble drops one deep in the corner for three.
McRae's done a nice job of hitting the three-pointer here in the first half. It'll be interesting to see if they can keep that up for the first half. Another mid-range. That was Davis Patzer, I believe.
Yep, Patzer.
That was it. Another mid-range shot, hit it from the free throw line. So
all of a sudden, everybody's shooting the ball. 24-23. McRae, here's a three-pointer by Jansen. That's good. What's going on?
Everyone's hitting their shots now. That's another three-pointer from McRae, and they now lead by 4, 27-23.
Wow. A barrage of points here in the last minute. Arndt with a jump shot. That's no good. Rebounded there by Aaron Holtz. 27-23 McRae. Just like that in the blink of an eye. McRae with the ball. Here's Swenson. He had a big three-point play. And now Post for three, and he hits a three.
Everyone from McRae is hitting three-pointers right now. I think that's the third or that's the fourth different person to hit a three-pointer for them here in the first half. And they lead by 7.
That's Isaac Post's first points of the game. Comes at the 5:19 mark. And we have a timeout on the floor. Coach Robin Rademacher calling a timeout with 5:19 to play in the first half. It's McRae 30, La Caprile Valley 23. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
By Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089. With Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
All right, welcome back to La Caprile Valley. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. Timeout's over by Coach Rademacher. And Peyton Rademacher goes in the paint, puts up a shot, and he's fouled. Hey, the Wolverines leading 30-23. They went on a scoring binge there.
Yep, I think there was 21-19, I believe,
no,
at one
16-16.
Point. 16-16, so that's a 14-7 run. They fell scoring by 7 points here since it was tied up. Now Peyton at the free throw line. Gets the first one. Cuts to 6, 24-30. McRae leading.
Peyton's first points of the game. 5:06 to go in the first half, 30-24. Rademacher's second free throw is nothing but net. You can tell Peyton practices free throws.
Yep, that's important. That's what will keep them in the game here.
A 5-point lead for McRae. Post in the paint. Moe missed an easy shot. rebounded there by Patzer. Eagles down by five, and Patzer falls down, post picks it up. It's a two-on-one for McCray, and Hagelin will foul post.
It's a nice job by Post, attacking the basket right away, not giving the Eagles a chance to get back on defense there.
Post, just with 3 points in the first half so far. He can score quick. He's at the free throw line, and his free throw is missed. Score remains a five-point lead for McCray, 30-25. Substitutes for the Eagles. Arndt is out. T.J. Mitchell back in. Post will shoot his second free throw. On its way. Missed it. Hit the front of the rim. Ball's loose, and Post picks it for the rebound. McCray keeps possession and has that five-point lead. Post on the left wing, long three-pointer, hits the rim, no good. Patrick gets the rebound, leaves Rademacher, and Rademacher too far, back to TJ. TJ shoots off the glass, no good. Picked up there by Aaron Holtz. They quickly go down the floor.
A lot of quick action going on here. Nice job by McCray getting back and stopping the fast break for Loughborough Valley, and then a turnover, a travel by William Miller there of McCray, and it's going back to Loughborough Valley.
McCray has that five-point lead. We're 4:16 to play. B squad tonight. McCray beat Loughborough Valley 60-35, but C squad Loughborough Valley beat McCray 36-25. Down low to Molden. Beautiful pass from Patzer to Molden.
That was great. Molden came out to the elbow, looking like he was going to get a pass, and Patzer faked it to him, and McCray jumped on it. And then McCray, Molden, cut to the basket and was wide open for the layup.
Post with a short jump shot. He missed it. And the ball's loose, and it's picked up. And it's he scores. Miller scores, and he's fouled.
Yeah, Loughborough wasn't able to secure the rebound there, and it fell right into William Miller's hands. He's able to go up and get the bucket and the foul.
32-27, McCray. Free throw's no good. Rebounded there by Aaron Holtz. Puts it up. Rebound by McCray. That's no good. Wadsworth gets the rebound. Three offensive rebounds for McCray, and then it goes out of bounds.
That's about four or five offensive rebounds that Loughborough Valley has given up here on this one defensive possession. That's not what you want to see.
32-27. Here's Post. Throws it all the way across to Jansen in the paint. Molden almost got the ball away from him, but here's Aaron Holtz, and the shot clock goes off.
McCray wasn't able to realize the shot clock was running down, and it expired on him.
It's just screaming the countdown on the shot clock. I didn't hear anyone
from McCray's side yelling about the shot clock. So.
Nope. So there's a shot clock violation.
Eagles down 27-32 here with 3 minutes to go. See if they can cut it to...
Patzer with a shot, no good. McCray with the ball. Here's Wadsworth across midcourt. Then he goes to the basket, lays it up, no good. Molden picks up the loose ball.
Great job of playing defense there by Loughborough Valley, stopping the drive, and they're able to get the rebound.
Molden in deep in the corner. Now pass them to TJ. TJ, turnaround shot, good.
Another nice job by TJ in the paint. He now has 10 points for Loughborough Valley.
32-29, a three-point lead for the Wolverines. And they have the ball. Post. There goes Jansen to the basket. Off the glass, no good. Molden with another rebound. You know, Caden only has 2 points in the first half. Oh, nice pass to Hagelin. Oh, Eli scores. What a play.
That was a nice reverse layup there by Eli Hagelin. Got the McCray defender in the air and then went under the basket and was able to score. It's now a one-point lead for McCray, 32-31 with 2 minutes left in the first half. Oh, and a nice hands by Patzer, but wasn't able to get the steal there.
Here's a three-pointer. Good by Jansen. Jansen with a three-pointer. And we got a timeout by Coach Rademacher. We'll take another commercial break. McCray leading 35-31 with a minute 50 to go in the first half. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Ryan Smith Seeds. Ryan Smith Seeds has great seed and resources available to you at a very competitive price, including products from Syngenta. With Golden Harvest Corn and NK brand soybeans added to his lineup, you can be sure Ryan has what you need. Call Ryan at 320-226-1079. That's 226-1079. Miniota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Miniota, has all your complete building needs, competitive prices, free estimates, and materials on hand. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Miniota Building Material, Miniota.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at Lacapral Valley. Timeout's over by Coach Rademacher. The Eagles are down by 4 points to the McRae Wolverines. As we got a minute 30 to go before halftime. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show coming up. Here's Patzer for three and the lead. Good! Patzer with a three-pointer. Oh, that, excuse me, my math is bad. It's only down by one.
McCrae got a little excited. They're trying to jump passes, and it left Patzer wide open for a three-pointer.
Oh, and McCrae misses the shot, so Lacapral Valley with a chance to take the lead. Caden goes to the basket, lays it up and in, and the Eagles have a lead, 36-35.
It was a great defense by Molden on the one end, and then followed it up with a great offensive drive on the offensive side to get the lead back for Lacapral Valley here with under a minute to go.
Seconds to play in the first half, and the ball's knocked out of bounds. McCrae will keep the ball underneath their own basket. They're down by a point now. Nice comeback. A little comeback there by the Eagles.
Yep. I think they were down. What were they down by, seven
Here's
earlier?
Wadsworth. 40 seconds to play. First half. Aaron Holtz. Top of the key to Wadsworth. Aaron Holtz on the right wing. 32 seconds. 7 seconds on the shot clock. McCrae. The shot's up in the paint. Noble. No good. Rebounded. Post with a strong rebound and put back.
McCrae now has the lead 37-36. Lacapar looking to hold for the last shot with 15 seconds left and no shot clock.
All right. The Eagles down by a point, 37-36. They're going to go for the last shot. 8 seconds. Patzer out at midcourt. They got to make a move quick. Hart, 4 seconds. 2 seconds. Eglin for three. Goal!
Shot by Eli
Hagelin.
Wow.
Eli Hagelin. It's a free at the buzzer.
Wow.
That was between the half court line, wasn't it?
Yeah, about the volleyball line. He just caught it and threw it up with about 0.7 seconds left, and it rattled home for him. Great job. A tough shot by Eli. Way to knock it down. Lacapral Valley leads 39-37 at the half.
And we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster. Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 sports booster.
For
Report is also brought to you by Kluver Law Office and Mediation Center, located both in Dawson and Monty. Offer bankruptcy, criminal defense, civil litigation, probate, divorce, custody, real estate, estate planning, and wills. Call 320-769-2150. Kluver Law Office, or check them out online at www.kluverlaw.com.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92. Sports on Q92 brought to you by Tufty Auto and Sales in Madison. Turn to Tufty Auto and Sales for all your collision and glass repair needs. Tufty's also has several bikes and ATVs, snowmobiles, and vehicles that are ready to go. Tufty Auto and Sales, located East Highway 40, Madison, Minnesota. Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Canby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
We have Monica with us from Dawson, and Monica, what's happening over at the store?
Well, Maynard, I'm glad you asked. Whether going on a vacation or a staycation, Monica's Vacation Room is the place for you to come and see. It is full with white pants, shorts, skorts, sandals, swimsuit cover-ups, you name it, I got it. And if you're staying at home, I got this wonderful scuba knit apparel that are cozy and comfy to wear around the house, plus great for vacationing in black, navy, and white. Check out Monica's showroom for your favorite sandals and shoes for your vacation or tennis shoes for staying home. Shop Monica's Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And like me on Facebook. And thanks for shopping small.
Thanks, Monica. Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
All right, welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty out here at Lacaparral Valley High School. We're at halftime. What an exciting finish there, Mitchell. The Eagles lead 39-37 at half over McRae.
Yeah, that was Eli Hicklin hitting a buzzer beater three-pointer from about the red volleyball line here at, and gave him the lead 39-37 at half.
That was a great first half of basketball, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a great by both sides. There wasn't a lot of fouls. They both played with great intensity, and they both played a rather clean basketball game.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get that in the second half.
Yeah, the McRae went on a 14-7 run. You talked about that in the Subway pregame show. You know, the Eagles go in these droughts.
Yep.
And that was their little drought, but they did a nice job coming back, didn't they?
Yep, that was one thing we saw when they played Central Minnesota Christian was they played a great first half, but in the second half they came out and had a giant scoring drought. So it was nice to see them come back from that, and this one, hopefully they can avoid a scoring drought in the second half.
All right, 39-37 Eagles. Let's go through the scoring for the McRae Wolverines. Isaac Post, he didn't score until about 5 minutes left of the first half. He ends up with five. Wadsworth, all three-pointers for Wadsworth. He has 9 points. He leads the Wolverines in scoring. Sawyer Jansen with 8 points. Grayson Aaron also six. Noble with a three-pointer. Swenson with 3 points. And Miller with 3 points. For the Lackawanna Valley Eagles, Matthew Arndt with seven. Peyton Rademacher with 2. Eli Hagelin with 7 points. T.J. Mitchell with 10. D.J. really had a good first half. First half of the half, I should say.
Yep.
He started out hot there. He leads the Eagles in scoring with 10. Caden Molden just held to 4 points there in that first half. And Davis Patzer with 9. That's your scores. Scoring for Lackawanna Valley in that first half. Mitchell, you got some scores and some updates from the other games. There's a big game in Dawson going on right now.
Yep, I do not have... Oh, we got one score. Okay, so for girls basketball, Laverne is leading Canby 46-16 at halftime. I do not have a score update for the KMS BBE girls game. But then for boys basketball, Canby is leading Lakeview 46-29 at halftime. KMS is leading Ortonville 38-33 at halftime. Minneota is leading RCW 50-29 at halftime. And then TMB is up over YME 30-15 with 1 minute left in the first half. And then in Dawson, Central Minnesota Christian trails Dawson Boyd by 1 point, 28-27 at halftime.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mitchell. You can find the Montevideo Thunderhawks scoring double A. I think they're hosting Sauk Center tonight. That was supposed to be a good game in the West Central Conference tonight. The Montevideo Thunderhawks, of course, I think they got 7 losses on the season, but those 7 losses were against state-ranked teams. They got a really good team, and they should be a force in the section play basketball playoffs. So, anyway, all right, I think that's going to wrap. Okay, what do you got there, Mitchell?
Montevideo leads Sauk Center 40-29 at halftime.
Ooh, big lead for the Thunderhawks there. All right, that wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime show. And we thank Monica for sponsoring the halftime show all season long here on Q92. We'll be back in a minute. The Eagles lead 39-37.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson. One of our sports boosters, CCM Health.
When it came time to grow our family, we decided to go to CCM Health. From the moment we walk in the door to the people checking us in, everybody always has a friendly smile, and we just feel heard and cared for from the beginning to the end of our appointments. With the help and the support of my midwife and through the nurses, I was able to recover so much quicker emotionally, physically. I 100% would recommend going to CCM Health. CCM Health helped us grow our family and live our life.
Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Black Pearl Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty back here at the Eagles' Nest tonight. The second half is underway. McCray with the possession, and they go right down and score with Isaac Post on a layup. And it's 40. I think they gave the wrong basket there.
Yep, it should be tied at 39.
Yeah, it should be tied at 39. Yeah, it is. There we go. And Eli Hagelin fell down. He lost the ball. Turnover, Lackawanna Valley. That was a good first half of basketball, wasn't it?
Yep, both teams played a very competitive first half. It was capped off by a buzzer beater by Eli Hagelin for 3 from the volleyball line. Now McCray looking to take the lead here on offense.
Tied up 39-39. Just underway here in the second half. Nice crowd out at Lackawanna Valley tonight. Wadsworth posts. Isaac goes to the paint, kicks it out to Wadsworth for 3, and he hits another one. Matthew Wadsworth has hit his 4th three-pointer in the game.
Lackawanna's going to have to do a better job of closing out on Wadsworth here in the second half. I believe that's his 4th or 5th three-pointer here in,
yep,
the, in
well,
the game.
Yep, well, you leave him. Molden for 3! Caden answers back!
That was a great answer by Caden Molden. He was quiet in the first half. Let's see if that'll heat him up here in the second half.
Wow, nice 3-point shot by Molden. McCray goes into the paint. This is Miller, and he missed the layup. And Rademacher pulls it down. Tied up 42-42, folks. Molden at the top of the key underneath the Rademacher. Hagelin on the baseline, a short jumper, missed, hit the rim. Rebounded by McCray's William Miller. Miller up to Wadsworth. Somebody better get on Wadsworth.
Yep, you got to get on him right when he crosses the half-court line.
Arenal's in the paint. Now over to Miller. Miller shot, no good. Goes out of bounds. Oh, the referee says he's going to stay with McCray.
Yep, bounced off TJ there before it went out of bounds. It was a great defense there by La Caprile Valley.
Coach Rademacher asking the referee, that was it should be our ball. Referee shook his head, nope. McCray inbounds the ball to Wadsworth. We're tied 42-42. Miller. Post from the free throw line in the lead. Hit the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Jansen. Jansen puts a one-handed shot up and scores.
Jansen doing a nice job of getting another rebound on the offensive boards for McCray and able to convert the hook shot to give him the lead 44-42.
Sawyer Jansen with an aggressive rebound for McCray and put back. The Eagles find themselves down by two. Rademacher in the paint, throws up a shot. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by William Miller of the Wolverines.
Great job by Rademacher there, attacking the paint. Just couldn't get the shot to fall. And now a Davis Patchett inbound for La Caprile Valley underneath the McCray's basket.
Gets it into Hagelin. Eli hit a buzzer at halftime. Here's Molden. Oh, and the ball's loose. It's picked up there by Wadsworth. And he leads. Aaron Holtz, he lays it up and in.
That was a nice vision there by McCray to get the pass up and get the fast break opportunity and convert. They now lead 46-42 with 15 minutes left in the game.
Here's Davis Patzer across midcourt. Bounces. Oh, what a pass! Patzer to Hagelin, lays it up and in.
That was a great backdoor cut there by Hagelin, and he was able to convert another reverse layup and trim the lead to two.
What a pass by Patzer. Here's Isaac. Kicks it out. Now guess who? Wadsworth for three again. What is going on with Matthew Wadsworth?
That's his
five.
Five three-pointers here by Wadsworth.
I don't think he's really taking a two-point jump shot.
They don't need to when you can hit threes like that.
49-44. Molden. Caden, let's see if Caden can answer back. No, he kicks it to Rademacher. Here's Caden for three. Good! Caden Molden hits back-to-back threes.
That was a great job by La Caprile Valley answering that three of their own, and it trimmed the lead back down to two.
49-47, McCray. Post, Isaac. They're usually the leading scorer. Goes down in the paint. Shot up, no good. Molden got a hand on it. Caden's off and running. Here's Caden Molden. Lobs it to TJ. TJ shoots, scores, and he's fouled!
That's a great pass there by Caden to get it to TJ in the post, and TJ able to finish through the contact.
Tell you what, Caden Molden, he's 6'4", wide-bodied 6'4". He is so athletic for a big guy, and he ran that floor perfectly, didn't he?
Yep, when you get him going downhill, you can either get run over or you got to get out of the way.
He signed to play football at Moorhead, University of Minnesota at Moorhead.
Mm-hmm. TJ missed the free throw. It's tied at 49.
Hold on, Molden, isn't it?
Yep.
Molden with a foul. That's his first. 13:44 to go in the ball game. 49-49. We got a good one, folks, here at the Eagles Nest tonight. McCray with 17 wins and 7 losses. The Eagles are 8-15. McCray with the possession. Here's Post. Jump shot. One hand. Partially blocked by TJ. And a shot there by Jansen, and T.J. Mitchell gets the rebound.
That was a great defense there by T.J. It really affected Post's shot in the paint.
Look at T.J. go down underneath. Shot missed, and the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be McCray ball.
That was a tough break there for La Caprile Valley. T.J. looked like he could convert on that post shot, but just couldn't get it to go.
We have a basketball game, 49-49. McCray brings the ball up the floor. Swenson. Here's Wadsworth for three. Is he going to get it? No, he finally missed one. And Patzer picks it up. Patzer. TJ Patzer goes to the basket. Oh, it's blocked from behind by Aaron Holmes.
I believe that was a Sawyer Jansen that got the block.
Oh, okay.
But that was a great job by Davis Patzer getting out on a fast break opportunity, and a great job of recovery by Sawyer Jansen to get the block.
Eagles inbound at Matthew Hart in the game. He puts up a quick shot. Matthew scores.
As another mid-range jump shot from the baseline, this time by Matthew Arndt, and the Eagles lead 51-49 under 13 minutes to play.
Oh, look at Swenson goes to the basket, lays it up, missed the layup. Eagles down the floor to Arndt. Here's a three-pointer by Patzer. Nothing but net for Davis Patzer.
That was a nice job by Lockpaw with the ball movement. TJ Mitchell got the ball at the three-point line, drove to the paint, and then Davis Patzer replaced him on the wing and left him wide open for a three-pointer.
Three Eagles on double figures right now. 54-49, Lockapaw Valley. Post for three. Rattle in and out. TJ with the rebound. Patzer. Quick pass. Oh, it's stolen by Jansen. Wow, Jansen just put his hand up and took the ball away.
A little too aggressive there by Lockapaw Valley. Great job by McCray getting the steal.
Hagelin knocks the ball out of bounds.
The pace of play really picked up here over the past couple minutes.
It's like a track meet. Can't keep up with the action. 54-49 Lockapaw Valley, 11:51 to go in the ball game. McCray's Isaac Post will get the ball in front of his bench. Lobs it in. Jansen. Underneath, missed the shot. Fighting for the rebound. Arndt picks it up for Lockapaw Valley. Here come the Eagles with their 54-49 lead. Baxter Cullum into the game. Almost lost the ball. Now TJ in the paint. Shot, TJ, no good. Cullum with the rebound, he lost the ball. Noble picks up the loose ball. Noble down the floor for McCray. Now to Jansen. Jansen, three-point shot. Missed that one. Baxter Cullum with the board.
That was a great job by Lockapaw Valley on defense there, getting the stop. And, they turn it over on offense, and Isaac Post out in a fast break opportunity, and he's fouled.
Eli Hagelin following Post from behind. Wow, this is really, these guys are going to be gassed by the time this game's over.
Yep, we're going to maybe see a little bit of substitution going on here in the second half. Players' breaks.
It's up and down the floor.
Mm-hmm.
McCray's at the free throw line, down 54-49, and Isaac Post missed the free throw.
I think that's his third missed free throw here tonight.
William Miller comes back in for McCray, Molden back in for Lockapaw Valley. Second free throw here by Isaac Post.
And the lead's now 54-50, Lockapaw Valley, just under 11 minutes to play in the second half.
Isaac Post with 8 points. Patzer walking the ball up the floor slowly. Now they go down to Molden. Here's Cullum for three in the corner, no good. Rebounded there by Aaron Holtz for McCray. Swenson gets the ball. Oh, Hagelin almost stole the ball.
Great hands by Hagelin there on defense.
Oh, there's a nice pass give and go. Oh, and missing the easy layup was Noble.
That was a right idea there by McCray. Just couldn't convert. Molden for three.
Oh! NBA range there for Molden.
And now it's 57-50 Lockapaw Valley. That's his third. That's Molden's third three-pointer in the second half.
Wow, that was like at the red stripe down here, Mitchell.
Yep, that was a deep three-pointer there by Molden.
Oh, nice step-over move there by Aaron Molden, but he missed the shot. Molden with the rebound.
Lockapaw pushing.
Oh, what a...
That was a great job running the break by Eli Hegland and Baxter Karloff, getting the easy bucket in transition, and Lockapaw Valley leads 59-50, just under 10 minutes to play here in the second half.
And we got it. And we have a timeout on the floor. We'll take a commercial break. Be back with more basketball. You're listening to Eagle Basketball right here on Q92.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo. Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana. And today, Bob Pearson Seeds is a proud Beck's dealer dedicated to serving farmers in Minnesota. To us, helping farmers succeed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
All right, Lacapau Valley has a 9-point lead. Mitchell, they really turned it on here in the last few minutes, haven't they?
Yep, Caden Molden starting to get involved in the offense. He's got nine points here in the second half and 3 three-pointers for him. So good to see Caden Molden heating up here in the second half, and Lacapau with a 9-point lead.
Patzer with the ball. Jump shot by Davis Patzer from the free throw line. No good, and it's rebounded there by Xavier Noble. And the ball's taken away by Arndt. Here's a fast break for Lacapau. Call up, oh, and then pass to passer. Knocked out of bounds. Eagles keep the ball.
So Baxter couldn't really decide if he wanted to try and go up for the bucket or if he should dish it off to passer, and McCray was able to recover and knock the ball out of bounds. Davis passer to inbounds for Lacapau Valley underneath McCray's basket.
All right, Davis has the basketball from the referee. Eagles lead by 9 in the call-up in the corner. Back to passer. Top of the key to Molden. Gets a screen. Molden for 3. Good! Caden Molden with another 3-pointer! 16 points for the big guy!
And they now lead by 12, 62-50 with under 9 minutes to play.
4 3-pointers by Molden in the second half. Here's a 3-pointer. It's on the corner by Swenson. He knocks it down. That quiets the Lacapau crowd. 62-53 Eagles. Matthew Arndt in the paint. Shot good. Matthew Arndt scores on a short jumper.
There's another great jump shot there by Matthew Arndt. He's really good at hitting those mid-range jump shots for Lacapau.
64-53 Eagles. Number 4, William Miller, right wing to Wadsworth. He's been quiet, Wadsworth, here in the second half. Now he falls down, and he passes the ball to Swenson. Under 8 minutes to go in the game. 64-53, Lacapau Valley.
5 seconds to go on the shot clock.
Here's the shot underneath the Jansen. He shoots and scores.
Great job by McCray scrambling there. Got it inside to Jansen. And he was able to convert on the hook shot in the paint to score before the buzzer.
Ooh, what happened there?
That was a great job on defense by Wyatt Swenson. Knocked the ball loose, and it went off, I believe it was Baxter Calloff, and went out of bounds, and McCray gets the ball back.
Wadsworth hit 4 or 5 three-pointers in the first half. He hasn't scored here in the second. He has 15 points for McCray.
Yep, Lacapau Valley doing a nice job of trying to contain him and prevent him from knocking down threes like he did in the first.
Here's Isaac Post. Tries baseline. He lost the ball. It actually was knocked out of his hand.
That was a great job of defense there. I believe it was by Allpress to knock the ball out of Post's hands.
64-55. Can the Eagles hang on here? Inbound pass by McCray. Here's Wadsworth for 3. He missed that one. Oh, a nice rebound underneath there by Post, and he scores.
Lead is now 64-57, Lacapau Valley, with 7 minutes to play in the second half.
Rademacher to Allpress, inside to TJ. TJ underneath the basket, lays it up and in.
Oh, that was a great job by TJ Mitchell working in the paint. Went with a little drop step.
Oh, post wide open for a three. Isaac Post hits a three. You can't leave him that wide open.
Nope, Lockpaw was slow to get back there on defense, and Post is wide open for a three-pointer.
66-60, a six-point lead with 6:36 left in the game. Here's Caden in the paint by the free throw line. Swish, Caden Molden. 18 points for Molden.
That was a great job by Molden, getting into about the free throw line right elbow area and is able to knock down a mid-range jumper.
Molden's got 18. He only had 4 points in the first half. Jansen over to Post, way out at the top of the key. Post drives to the basket, lays it up and in. What a play.
That was a great job by Post using his offhand to shield himself from the defender, and he was able to get into the paint and score.
15 for Isaac Post, 15 for Wadsworth. All press. Nice.
Sports on 292, brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out Sports on 292.
Advantage, was able to take advantage of that. Went up and high pointed the pass, and he was able to score in the paint.
70-62, Lockapaw Valley.
Oh, great job on defense by TJ Mitchell Steele.
Here's all press. Goes to the basket, kisses it off the glass, and a charge called on all press.
That was a great job by Matthew Wadsworth to get back and get in position to take that charge.
What a wild and crazy game here tonight, huh, Mitchell?
It's been very exciting.
70-62, Eagles by 8 points, 5:34 to go.
Lockapaw now in a full court press, trying to make McCray take time off the clock.
Wadsworth gets it across the half court line. Here's Ironhouse in the corner. Top of the key to Post. Wide open. That's another one.
Lockapaw Valley went underneath the screen there, and you can't do that on a shooter like Post.
Big basket for McCray. Another three-pointer by Isaac Post. It's a five-point lead. Molden throws the ball away. Ironhouse with the ball. Down low. Shot put up by Wadsworth. No good. It goes out of bounds. McCray's basketball. 70-65 Eagles. We're under 5 minutes to go. It might go down to the last shot there,
it
Mitchell.
Just might. We might get another buzzer beater here to end this half.
Yeah. Hagelin hit the three at the buzzer at halftime. McCray inbounds it underneath the basket, gets it in the post. Post drives to the paint, kicks it back out, going to the basket. Ironhouse lays it up and in.
Great job by McCray attacking the basket there and getting an easy layup. Let's see. They've cut it down to three. It's 70-67. Lockapaw Valley with under five to play.
They give that to Noble. I thought it was Ironhouse. Here's Hagelin for three. Shot missed. Big rebound there by Ironhouse.
It was a great job by Ironhouse going. Oh, and he traveled. Great defense there by TJ Mitchell. Ball will go back to Lockapaw Valley.
I got my scoreboard isn't the same as the scoreboard on the wall. For some reason, I'm off. All right, Eagles inbound it. And Rademacher almost threw the ball away.
I think it looked like McCray switched to a 2-3 zone here, and I think that threw him off a little bit.
Eagles keep the ball right in front of Coach Rademacher. 3-point lead for Lockapaw Valley. 4:20 on the clock. Patzer. Yep, they're in the zone defense. Here's Molden for NBA. Three, missed the shot. Look at him go for the rebound. We got a whistle. A foul on Lockapaw Valley going for the rebound.
Sawyer Jansen going for the rebound. I think it was Peyton Rademacher also going for the rebound, and Peyton got called for the foul. McCray has the ball now, trailing by three with 4 minutes to go.
McCray dribbles the ball over to Coach Post. Driving the ball is Ironhouse. Oh, he collides with Molden. It's a charge on McCray.
That was a great job by Molden. Ironhouse just put his shoulder down, and Molden just didn't move. And Ironhouse drove right into him, and they were luckily able to pick up the charge. And now they have the ball leading by three with under 4 minutes to play.
70-67, Lockapaw Valley. Matthew Arndt back in the game for the Eagles. Rademacher's out. Arndt with the basketball. This zone defense giving the Eagles some trouble. It's a dangerous pass. Patzer gets the ball. Hagelin, jump shot. It's a three. Good by Matthew Arndt, a three-pointer.
Matthew Arndt has been big for La Caparra Valley here today. He's got 14 points. He's hit some nice jump shots, and they lead by six with 3.5 to go.
Boy, the Eagles needed that basket, didn't they? Here's a McCray jump shot. Good by number 15, Sawyer Jansen.
That was a great job by Jansen, hitting that jump shot over the outstretched arm of T.J. Mitchell in the paint.
14 points for Jansen. La Caparra Valley with the basketball. 3 minutes to go. Patzer, 73-69. Patzer for three. High arcing three. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Post.
Oh,
nice pass underneath. And they missed the shot.
Aaron Oaks
missed an easy basket. Picked up by the Eagles.
Caden Molden with the ball now. Taking time off the clock. Coaching 2.5 to play.
73-69, La Caparra Valley. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here at the Eagles' Nest tonight. Big Camden Conference boys basketball game. Eagles led by 2 points at half, 39-37. Shot clock to five. Molden goes to the basket, kicks it out. Patzer at the buzzer. Good!
Great ball movement there by La Caparra Valley, getting the zone scrambling, and Patzer was able to knock down the three-pointer, and they lead by 7 with 2 minutes to play.
Just almost at the shot clock buzzer there. Post, 76-69, Post for three, no good. Rebounded by Aaron Holtz. Here's a shot put up by Noble, that's no good. Rebounded by Wadsworth, kicks it out. And the Eagles get the ball with a minute 40 to go. And now a whistle and a timeout by Coach Rademacher. 1 minute, 41 seconds to play. It's the Eagles 76, McCray 69. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more basketball right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouthwatering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson.
Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silt here at La Caparra Valley tonight. Call a friend. We got a minute 41 on the clock, and the Eagles are trying to pull off an upset here.
Yep, they lead by 7 points, 76-69 here. Lockball's played a great second half. They've been able to avoid one of those scoreless droughts that we've seen them had in the past. And looking in good position here to hopefully try and close this one out.
McCray comes in with 17 wins. And right now the Eagles lead 76-69 with a minute 35 on the clock. The Eagles with the possession. They inbound it. Hagelin gets the ball. Hagelin gets the back, falls down. Molden picks it up. Here's TJ out to Arndt. Arndt, double team. McCray really being really aggressive now.
Oh, we got 10 seconds left on the shot clock.
Matthew going to have to call a timeout. And he does with a minute 14 to go. So we'll take another commercial break with a minute 14 on the clock. Eagles lead 76-69. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92. Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
All right, we're back. There's 50 seconds to go in the game. Eagles have the lead, 76-69. Can the Eagles hang on and pull off an upset here tonight?
It looks like they have a good chance to. McCray had the after Lacapau couldn't convert on a jump shot, and then drove down the length of the court and found Aaron Holes underneath the basket. And he went up for a layup, and he missed the layup, and Lacapau was able to get the rebound and get out on offense, and then Eli Higdon was fouled. So
Lucas Post had just called a timeout with 49 seconds to go in the game. We'll keep it right here. Don't want to miss any action. This would be a big win for the Eagles tonight.
This would be a great win for them and a good boost before they get into a section play.
Speaking of section play, Mitchell and I will be in Granite Falls Thursday for the girls subsection game between Lacapau Valley and Yellow Messinese. And we start, everything's on the line. You win, you move on, you lose, you're done.
Yep, some of the most exciting basketball you see is during the one-and-done games that you see.
And that game will start at 7 o'clock on Thursday from Yellow Messinese High School. Timeout's over. 49 seconds to play in the game. 76-69, 7-point lead for Lacapau Valley, and they'll get the basketball. The Eagles get the ball in front of their bench. Patzer tries to get it in, does the Arnton, and they'll have to foul him, and they do. Arnton with the foul, they got a couple fouls to give here, it looks like.
Yep, both teams right now with four fouls, so McCray will have to foul three more times in order for Lacapau Valley to be shooting free throws.
47, that took 2 seconds off the clock. Now the referee, what are they doing? Anyway.
Inbounding Patzer, and he gets it into Molden.
Oh, Molden falls down.
Oh, he turned it over.
Taken away by Noble. Goes in for a layup. Noble scores.
And a quick timeout by McCray. They are trailing 76-71 with 40 seconds left in the game.
And we'll keep it right here. That was unfortunate. You know, Caden, they just slipped on the floor and fell down.
His foot just gave off from under him, and he went down to a knee, and McCray was able to steal it from him, get the easy layup. And with 40 seconds left, they still have a shot to come back and win this game.
A lot of time, really. 76-71 with that three-point shot. A five-point lead goes away fast.
Yep. Look for McCray. With 40 seconds left, we'll look for McCray maybe to kind of trap or go for a steal early, and then they'll start fouling.
What a basketball game tonight here at Lacapau Valley. Glad you're with us on Q92. Also listening online on KLQPFM.com. All right, both teams coming back out on the floor. There's 40 seconds on the scoreboard. The Eagles will have to go the full length of the court. And I just saw Cade Molden wipe the bottom of his tennis shoes with a towel. He's not going to slip anymore. Caden's got the ball. Looking to inbound it. Does get it to Eli Hagelin. Hagelin, oh, it's tipped away. And a turnover there by the Eagles. And here's a three-pointer by Wadsworth. No good. Mitchell with the rebound. To Arnt. Arnt down to Patzer. Patzer lays it up. Oh, we got a whistle stoppage.
Yeah, they got a foul on the floor.
Oh, before the shot, huh? Oh, it's way out here by half court they called the foul. Foul's on number 22, Grayson Ehrenholz.
It's a great job of McCray forcing the turnover on that inbound. Just couldn't get the three-pointer to fall. And that was Wadsworth who took it, so it was a little surprising to see that.
28 seconds to go in the game. The Eagles inbounding at midcourt, and they get it into Hagelin. He fouls his foul. One more foul into the line, right?
Yep, one more foul. Foul was on Wadsworth of McCray. That's just his first. No one in real foul trouble for either team here.
Pats are trying to get it inbound. And now a timeout, quick timeout called by Coach Robin Mademacher. It's actually going to be a full timeout, but we're going to keep it right here with 26 seconds to go in this basketball game. Eagles looking to pick up their ninth win of the season. They come into the game 8 wins, 15 losses. McCray 17-7, right behind Dawson Boyd and Camden North.
Yep, and this is a big game for McCray in terms of section seeding coming up. I believe they're tied with 4 losses with them and Mineota. They beat Mineota,
yeah.
But lost here tonight. They could knock them down a seed.
These two teams, McCray and Mineota, or McCray and Loch Fall, played earlier this season, right?
Yep, they played in Clare City, and it was a 68-61 win for McCray.
7-point win,
yep,
for McCray, and we could have a 7-point win for Loch Fall Valley. Got an update on the Dawson-Boyd Central Minnesota Christian score?
Yep, Dawson's starting to pull away here towards the end of the game. Dawson leads 65-57 with 2 minutes to go in the second half.
Any other updates?
Canby's up 71-55 with 2 minutes left. KMS beating Ortonville 61-48. Mineota beating RCW 83-56. And no update on the TMB Wyoming game.
All right, Patcher inbounds the ball. Hagelin! Hagelin goes in and, oh, he missed the layup! 20 seconds to go. 70. Post for three. Try to bank it in. 15 seconds. Rebounded by Molden. And a foul. And with 15 seconds to go, boy, Hagelin had an easy layup there. He missed it, and Post would have hit that three.
Yeah, both of the teams had chances there. Eli was wide open, streaking towards the basket. He couldn't get the layup to fall. McCray got the rebound, and they couldn't get the three-pointer to fall that they usually been having here in the second half.
Molden's at the free throw line. Caden makes his free throw. 19 points for Caden Molden. He only had 4 points in the first half, folks. Second free throw makes it look easy. 20 points.
And Loch Fall leads by 7 with 15 seconds left.
McCray, 12 seconds. McCray with the ball. Post. Don't foul. And the coach, 7 seconds. They throw up a shot. No good. 4 seconds. The Eagles are going to win this one, folks. They put a shot up. And here's your final score. The Eagles win it. 78-71.
That was a great performance by Loch Fall Valley. They played a complete game. They were able to get to score 78 points on this very good McCray team, and they got the win here by 7 after losing to McCray by 7 earlier this year.
What a fantastic game. Wow. Both teams shaking hands at midcourt. Tell you what, we'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with a hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes that's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm,
home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, we're here to serve you.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance, with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. With crop insurance and more, they can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lacaparral Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, we're back. Paul Ramo, Mitchell Silty here. The Eagles win 78-71. Mitchell, what a game, huh?
That was a great game. Nice job by Lacaparra Valley closing that one out. They played a complete game, and it was a good win for them here at home.
All right, let's go through some of the scoring. We're going to talk with T.J. Mitchell here quick. T.J. will put the headset on. Wow, nice win there, T.J.
Yeah. Let's
get the mic right up there. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, nice win.
Yeah, it was a really good one. We hit shots when we needed them.
I got you for 16 points and 11 boards. Good double-double.
Yeah.
One of your better games this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything just seemed to be working tonight. You know, the team was moving the ball well, got a lot of nice touches in the post, and everything just flowed nicely.
You didn't go in, you didn't have a scoring slump. You had a little bit of one in the first half, but that's kind of the story of the game this year for you guys. Mm-hmm. You go into a scoring slump.
Yep.
Coach, played a complete game today?
Yeah, Coach R has been really drilling us on how to get rid of them six-minute slumps where we just can't score, you know. Tonight was just one of those ones where we just hung through it and it just worked out.
All right. Awesome. Well, we named you Neon Needle Subway Player of the Game. Get to pick out your colorful T-shirt here. What size do you wear?
Large.
Large. For the, how tall are you anyway? What do you got your list of that?
6'5 on a good day.
6'5 on a good day.
Perfect.
Hey, congratulations. Keep it rolling, huh?
Yeah, I hope so.
You got Montevideo and they're a really good team,
yeah,
aren't
they? Yeah, that'll be a tough test, but, you know, we're growing as a team, so hopefully... Okay. And that's your senior night, correct?
Yep.
That'll be senior night.
All right, let's take a picture here. Mitchell, you want to go through the scoring here?
Scoring for the... Yep.
Yep. I'll get you the book there.
For,
keep the headset on.
For McCray, Isaac Post finished the game with 18 points. Matthew Wadsworth had finished the game with 15 points. He had 5 threes in the first half, and he wasn't able to connect on a three-pointer there in the second half. Sawyer Jansen finished with 14 points. Grayson Aaronholz finished with 10 points. Xavier Noble had 7. Wyatt Swenson had 6, and William Miller had 3. That's your scoring for the McRae Wolverines.
All right, thank you. Yep.
And for La Caparo Valley, Davis Patzer had 15 points. And your high score for La Caparo Valley, Caden Molden, finished with 20 points. He had 4 threes in the second half here, and that really gave La Caparo Valley a boost to finish out the game. T.J. Mitchell finished with 16 points. Eli Hegland had 9 points. Matthew Arndt had a really nice game coming off the bench for La Caparo Valley. He hit some big shots, and he finished with 14 points. And then Baxter Kalloff had 2 points for the Eagles. And that's your scoring for the La Caparo Valley Eagles.
All right, that's a 78-71 win for La Caparo Valley. Kind of, you want to call it an upset? We can, right?
I think you got to call this one an upset. McRae came in 17-7. They were really hot. They won a couple games in a row after having a little rough stretch. And then La Caparo Valley was 1-6 coming into this game with 8 wins. So, yeah, I definitely call this an upset.
All right, you got a quick update to the other games. How's Dawson doing over
yep,
there?
Yep, Dawson, they hung on to win. They won 67-59 versus Central Minnesota Christian. Canby won 72-58 over Lakeview. KMS beat Ortonville 78-62. Minneota beat RCW 90-56. And TMB beat YME 69-48 in boys basketball. And for girls basketball, Laverne beat Canby 69-30. And then score update for the latest score update for the BBE KMS girls basketball game was 35-33, BBE leading at the half.
All right, real good, Mitchell. Hey, thanks a lot for helping today. It was a good win for the Eagles, wasn't it?
Yep, this was a fun game to broadcast.
And where are we going to be Thursday?
Thursday, we're going to be in Granite Falls for the start of section girls basketball between La Caparo Valley and YME.
All right. That's our next broadcast here on Q92. That'll wrap things up here from the Eagles' Nest tonight. Once again, your final score
was 78-71.
We did that together.
Yep.
All right, and thanks to our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school sports here on Q92. And with that, we'll send it back to you at the studios.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby.